It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pat McAfee has signed a contract with WWE. He won't be in the ring doing figure four leg locks, but he will be a part of WWE's pre-show panel next month. On April 7th, fans can tune into the next TakeOver New Orleans pre-show stream to see McAfee on the mic. In a profanity-laced video she posted online, Cardi B blasted the government for taking 40% of her money and wants to know what they do with it.
So you know the government is taking 40% of my taxes. And Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my tax money. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, when you donate, to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they're doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my tax money, because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America.
Yeah, Cardi is preaching. Taxation is theft. I think Cardi is secretly Republican and doesn't realize it.
Cardi's so dumb.
Bill and Hillary Clinton have at least a one-way open marriage. That is according to the former president's pollster, Mark Penn, who served as a pollster for Bill Clinton in the 1990s and chief strategist for Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign, talked about the couple's relationship in his new book. Penn says their open marriage was possibly not by choice. He even references Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright's characters on the hit political drama House of Cards, where the fictional first couple, Frank and Claire Underwood, have numerous partners, including one who sleeps at the White House. That has been, by the way, long rumored to be true for years and years and years, that Bill and Hillary have an open marriage, and that a lot of people say that she actually dates women. Matthew Perry is secretly dating Ben Stiller's estranged wife, Christine Taylor. Sources say Perry has known Taylor almost as long as Stiller has and was head over heels for her when she guest starred on Friends. Stiller and Taylor separated last May after 17 years of marriage and two kids. Sources say the Friends actor loves the idea of being a stepdad, and she is looking for a guy with ambition, a sense of humor like Perry. Sean Penn is overacting. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning set to air this weekend, Penn revealed that he doesn't enjoy acting anymore. He said it can be great when you're working with good actors or good directors or good writing as an exercise, but do I believe that it has a lasting value? Maybe I can make the argument intellectually, but I don't have a visceral. I'm not in love with that anymore. Despite being in the entertainment industry for 40 years, Penn admits that his lack of interest has been true for some time. Last night, Pink tweeted and announced that she's going to be postponing Friday's concert because of her family battling the flu. She said, "I'm absolutely gutted to announce that tomorrow's show, March 23rd, will be postponed. I will absolutely be back to perform for you all, and I'm grateful for you coming, wanting to come and be with us. Our entire family has been battling this awful virus and flu for 2 weeks now, and I've battled my way through these shows because postponing sucks." Alyssa Milano took to social media to slam Wendy's because they haven't joined the Coalition of Immokalee Workers Fair Food Program. It's an initiative inspired in part by the Me Too program or movement that demands safe working conditions and looks to end sexual harassment in farm fields. Now, explain this to me. Doesn't Me Too cover ending sexual harassment in any workplace? I don't really get the separate thing, but anyway. So Wendy's, supposedly according to them, stopped buying tomatoes from Florida when the Fair Food Program was incorporated there, and now they buy their tomatoes from Mexico, according to BoycottWendy's.org. But Wendy's says this has been an ongoing campaign against Wendy's, and this group is spreading false and misleading information about the brand and our business practices in their continuing effort to extract a financial commitment from us. Yeah, Wendy's! World star!
Hey, where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we have long upheld high standards of quality and a strong commitment to human dignity throughout our business and our supply chain. We have no tolerance for anything less. Danielle Fishel of Boy Meets World famous announced her engagement to Drop the Mic executive producer Jensen Karp. On Instagram, she wrote, "I woke up today thinking it would be a normal day and it was anything but normal. I put on my Genghis Cohen t-shirt and went to see Jensen at work, where I proceeded to screw up a very romantic marriage proposal by being too efficient." And then she wrote in parentheses, "This is very on brand for me." The future Mr. and Mrs. Karp are now engaged and no one is more excited than I am. While it's unclear how long the pair have been dating, Karp has been sharing photos of her on Instagram since last June. She was previously married to Tom Belusco for 2 years. They divorced in May 2016. And Demi Lovato talked about her old AIM screen names in a recent interview.
What was your old AOL screen name? Do you remember, like, from when you were a kid?
Demilicious.
Demilicious!
And I had one, Little Kelly.
Okay.
Because I was obsessed with Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What was your guys'? Do you remember your AOL screen name?
Sexy Penguin 1234.
What about you, Producer MYK? Did you have a screen name on AOL? Did you, like, what was your AOL screen name? Do you remember it?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
My Mine was MC Papa Pesh. I think it's because that was when I was in my rapping phase.
That's right.
Back in the day right there.
Epic. Extra co-host Mario Lopez was baptized in the Jordan River 10 days before Easter, which falls on April 1st. So he's Catholic, shared videos of the special moment on Thursday via his Twitter account, and opened up about the moving experience. He said, "We are at the Jordan River where John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. I'm about to get baptized. It's a beautiful day. There's a really cool Catholic priest that's going to do me the honors. And there's a sermon going on right now. So I'm going to join these fine folks. And then bam, it's on."
Oh, God.
In a second video, Lopez is led into the river by two Catholic priests, one of whom asks him a series of questions, including, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ? And do you intend to serve him all your life?" He answered in every single question with a firm, "Yes, I do." That is the garbage.